Welcome to the Good Weekend Podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make His deeds known to all people. Sing to God, sing praises to the Lord, dwell on all His wondrous works. Give praise to God's holy name. Let the hearts rejoice of all those seeking the Lord. Pursue the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wondrous works He has done, all His marvelous works and the justice He declared. You who are the offspring of Abraham, His servant, and the children of Jacob, His chosen ones. When God called for a famine in the land, destroying every source of food, He sent a man ahead of them who was sold as a slave. It was Joseph. Joseph's feet hurt in his shackles. His neck was in an iron collar until what he predicted actually happened, until what the Lord had said proved him true. The king sent for Joseph and set him free. The ruler of many people released him. The king made Joseph master of his house and ruler over everything he owned, to make sure his princes acted according to his will, and to teach wisdom to his advisors. Praise the Lord! Our devotion today is written by Sharon Williams, elder in the Indiana Conference of the United Methodist Church, appointed as Associate Director of Mission, Service, and Justice in the Missouri Conference. At my undergraduate reunion, an alumna I had not seen since graduation said that seeing me reminded her of a song I had sung. I didn't remember singing it, but her recollection of it was persuasive and reminiscent of music's influence on my life. Music has been a lifeline for me and has tethered me to my faith. Still, I had not considered how much music can be a sustaining force for good when it seems that life is not. My college friend and I had both experienced suffering, her battle with an autoimmune disorder, and mine with infertility. It resonated that grace and gratitude can take longer to rise when life is cruel. But this memory of singing set the tone for long-awaited greetings. As such, the triumphant tone of Psalm 105 is instructive. Life's cruelty to Joseph is not lost on the psalmist. The psalm begins and ends on a high note, bookending Jacob's family tragedy with singing, encouragement, and praise, because Joseph's rise from the prison to the palace had proved redemptive. His brother's attempt to get rid of the family dreamer was successful for a while, but it did not kill Joseph, his dream, or the family. Their descendants sing praises to God. Looking back, my friend and I could not ignore our disappointments with life's setbacks and missed opportunities. But this undeniably grace-filled memory of music was a bold note and an important precursor to praise. I located the track and sang along to the chorus a bit while we celebrated the unexpected grace of this R&B throwback. In that moment, all our judgments about what might have been were suspended. My heart sang as we turned down the volume on life's testing so that thanksgiving could rise to meet the present testimonies and even welcome those to come. Lord, when life's testing would dull our senses to the familiar rhythms of grace, help us remember to keep singing. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit at sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.